USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump is in Canada for the G7 summit. One of the things the president hopes to address is free trade.
They understand, and you know, they're trying to act like, well, we fought with you in the wars. They don't mention the fact that they have trade barriers against our farmers. They don't mention the fact that they're charging almost 300% tariffs. When it all straightens out, we'll all be in love again.
Today, the White House launched a raw and unfiltered look at the opioid epidemic that many folks are facing, called the crisis next door. Kellyanne Conway joined Fox News to talk about just how important this issue is to the president.
He heard from on the campaign. He brought that issue right in here to the White House, as he promised he would. The First Lady is very involved through her Be Best initiative. She is the one most responsible for elevating the issue of neonatal abstinence syndrome babies. There's 100 newborns born every single day, already chemically dependent.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
The Trump administration is expressing optimism that a deal will eventually come out of the summit with the North Koreans in Singapore. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says Mr. Trump has been clear that only a complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula is the only outcome that will be found acceptable.
President Trump is hopeful, but he's also going into the summit with his eyes wide open. We've seen how many inadequate agreements have been struck in the past, and you can be sure that President Trump will not stand for a bad deal.
For USA Radio News, I'm John Clemens.
Fans around the world are mourning the suicide of parts unknown host Anthony Bourdain. Here's more from Dr. Jeffrey Lieberman.
Suicide does not just happen out of the blue. I mean, 90% of the people who commit suicide have an antecedent psychiatric condition.
That audio courtesy of CBS. This is USA Radio News.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Earlier this week, President Trump commuted the sentence of Alice Johnson. Now, that is Kim Kardashian's great-grandmother. Kardashian was on CNN, and she talked about this whole situation and all that she went through to help her great-grandmother.
Daily phone calls with the White House. Maybe a dozen emails a day trying to get letters, letter from the warden. I mean, I have to give credit to where Alice's whole team has been working on this for years.
And how Ivanka played a role in this.
How it all happened was I reached out to Ivanka and I said, you know, I know that you have compassion for women like this. And I explained to her her story and she immediately got it and she immediately felt it.
She also talks about how skeptical she was of President Trump.
Trump is the last person I thought that would have done this, but he did. And he pulled through.
Kardashian also talks about how this isn't over yet.
There's over 3,000 people in the same exact situation as Alice, but it doesn't mean that we're going to stop here.
International House of Pancakes, or IHOP, announced earlier this week they would be changing the last letter in that acronym to a B, so it's going to be IBOP. Now, many people are wondering why the move. Brand experts are saying, it might not be the best thing. As many people know, the IHOP logo and IHOP brand. But we're all going to find out Monday what the B will stand for. Please remember, you can check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.